With the help of the Lord and His guidance, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, let's turn to chapter 16 of the book of Proverbs. Let us begin with the first verse, chapter 16, Proverbs. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Sometimes we think in our hearts, I'm doing what's right. In our own eyes, we think we're not doing anything wrong. But are we looking at things through His eyes? His eyes are the eyes we should be looking through. His tongue is the tongue we should be speaking with. How do you speak with God's tongue? How do we see through God's eyes? Through the Holy Spirit. When God is leading you in some way, you know that it's Him. You can feel it. But when you try to do things on your own, you'll fall by the wayside. In the Bible, we read over 200 verses on pride. In the book of Proverbs, it's spoken of at least 25 times. Is God trying to tell us something? Ask yourself, am I a prideful person? I'm not saying you are. I can't judge you because I'm being judged too. And I'm saying to myself, Lord, am I a prideful person? Then crucify my flesh. I want to walk the way you walk. I want to be in the place where you are. And how can we do this? Through the mind of Christ. When we speak and we get upset or we try to say something that we're not using God's patience or His words, you get aggravated, you say things in anger, and the person or people you're talking to get angry too. And you can't make a decision on anything. I'm sure this goes for business. I'm sure this goes for our lives. When you speak in anger, people close their ears. They don't want to hear you. I know for myself, if you're talking to someone on the phone and you start raising your voice, you don't get no answers. They're going to say, I'm sorry, you got to switch you to this department or that department. Pretty soon you're all over the place. But if you talk reasonably, sensibly, and with God's words, you get a lot of help. But when we begin to speak in our own minds, in our own hearts, all you do is make more trouble for yourself. Pride is not a bad thing if you're prideful of your family, if you're prideful of your church or the people you congregate with. That's not wrong. but pride. Who am I? I'm somebody. That's a no-no. That's not what God wants to hear from us. He's somebody. We're nothing. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for his son. Jesus Christ died for you and me. And all he asks in return is our love. Is that so much? Is that so much? He loves us so much that he was willing to give up his son for us. The third verse, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. See, if our minds are fixed on him, and whatever we're thinking about, if we got a problem, and we're trying to work it out, do it with his thoughts. Establish his thoughts. And he'll direct you in the path that you need to go. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it in my mind. The Lord hath made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. God made a plan, and he's sticking to that plan, to the last letter. And he expects us to go along with his plan. But sometimes we get derailed. We start wandering off this way and that. He doesn't change his plan. But he's going to make you change yours. And sooner or later, you're going to come around to his way of thinking. For if we don't, we suffer the consequences. And I don't want to suffer those kind of consequences. From the beginning of time, he made a plan. Down through all the Bible that you read, from the time of Adam and Eve and their sin, yet he still went on with his plan. And he used other people with his plan. He used Abraham, he used Moses, and he went down and down and down. And many times, how many times, the Israelites walked away from his leading. And he had to guide him back on the path. And many times he has to guide you and I back on the path too. Because we like to stray. We like to stray. We get caught up in our own lives. And we like to walk the way we want to walk. But he's telling you and me, you're going to have to come back. Or pay the consequences. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. It says it right there. Everyone that is proud is in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. That's wonderful. Departing from evil. Stick with the things that God has taught. Yes, we go through things anyhow. There's no way we can get around it. But why do we go through things? Because he wants us to grow. How did our children grow? They had to go through things to find out what was right and what was wrong. their teachers in school. We're giving them a plan to follow. But when the test came around and they took their tests, how much of the plan had they learned? This is why God puts us through things. How much have you learned? How much have I learned? He tests us and he tries us to see, what are we going to do in this case? What are we going to do in that? Just depend upon him. He's not going to turn his back on you. He never has. He never will. When a man's way please the Lord, he make even his enemies to be at peace with him. That's what I'm saying about the words we use when we talk to people. Even your enemies will be at peace with you. But don't use your words. Use the words that he gives you. This is the way our lives will grow in Jesus Christ. Better is a little with righteousness than great venues without right. You can make it in this world. You can be what you want to be. But is it for the greater good? Is it for God? Or is it for yourself? We talk about the seven deadly sins, pride and greed. But the greatest is pride. In the 18th verse of this chapter, this is a very familiar verse, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Haughty, arrogant. Sticking our chest out types of things. And like I said, I don't say that you can't be proud of things. But there's a certain kind of pride. That's the pride we want with God. A man's heart deviseth his ways, but the Lord directs his path. A man's heart deviseth his ways, schemes. He figures he's going to do this to get that. He's going to do that to get this. But God doesn't want us to work that way. Be honest, truthful, and above board, and things will work out the way you want and the way God wants. But if you want to do something to decide and you start doing it in a deceitful way, you may get what you want, but did you do it the honest way? Did you do it the right way? These are the things we got to think about, dear ones. We want to do it God's way. That's the important way. Verse 10. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his own. If it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. You know, David He did a lot of things wrong. We know that. But his heart was right with God. He was willing to confess his sins before God. And I don't blame David only. Don't you think that Bathsheba had something to do with it? She went to bathe in a place overlooking his abode, and he could see her. Yeah. And when he saw her, he didn't think about the godly things. He was thinking, wow, a beautiful woman. So he wasn't the only one responsible. She was responsible also. But we have to take the things to ourselves. Blind ourselves to these things. There's too much out there that can turn your eyes away from the Lord. Too many things. Computers, television, movies. How can it turn away our hearts by what we see and hear? I see 10 and 12 year old kids trying to act like they're 25. They put on clothes and put on makeup, and they haven't even started to grow up yet. But yet, they think they are, because they see it on their computers. They see it on TV. All these modeling things and all that stuff that they see. They think they can be the same way. It's our business to teach our children the way to go. Our parents taught us. We have to teach our children so that our children can teach theirs. It's a plan down the line. Each and every one of us have to do our part. Better it is to be, the 19th verse, better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. God isn't asking a lot of us. He doesn't ask much. He's done it all. All he wants from us is our faithfulness and our direction, that we follow that path that leads to him. I want to fly like an eagle. Someday, I pray that I will. In his arms, going to that great, great place. I'm sure you all are. And I don't bring this out because you're a bad person. It's here, written in his word. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. He's telling us 200 verses in this Bible about pride. Can't be wrong. 25 in this book alone, Proverbs. Can't be wrong. So maybe it's us. All God's asking us to do is follow his leading. The pathway to destruction is wide. straight and narrow is what we want to follow. We can't go far wrong if we stay on the path, because he loves us so much. We are his beloved. He calls us beloved. Why does he call us his beloved? Because he loves us so much. So much. He called his son Jesus his beloved. He's calling you and me his beloved. He doesn't call the prideful beloved. He loves you and me, dear ones, so much that he gave his son. Now we're on the right path. Let's stay there. God is good. His mercy endures forever. You and I have a job to do. Let us put on the mind of Christ, that we may follow the path that he leads us to. That someday, it may be sooner than we think, we'll see him face to face. In the name of the Lord be praised.